There are a number of different phrases that are and words that are used now that typically aren't used as often as they are. At least they're ringing in our ears, or at least my ear now more than before. Those words being like lockdown, social distancing. One word that we're using here a lot is staying connected. And it's the phrase that's on my mind this morning in prayer, to stay connected. We've been using that a lot here at the parish, of asking you all and encouraging you to make sure that you're staying connected, of whether staying connected to our, you know, through social media or through making sure that you enroll in your email so you can see our emails that we send out. It's important for people to stay connected right now during the lockdown, a time where one can feel alone, can feel isolated, to receive a sense of connection. Also here with to receive spiritual nourishment that we put out. So we're saying stay connected. And this is the message that St. Peter has to the community that he's writing in his first letter, and we hear in the first reading today. So today we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark. So we have a little bit of a break in the normal Easter cycle of readings that we've been now with the last week or two, 2 weeks. And even though we have this break from the Easter cycle, we get this perspective this morning in our first reading, the Easter mystery that's lived both then and now. So our reading, first reading with St. Peter, we hear, "Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." And so it's the reminder that even though the victory is won, Jesus' death on the cross, the perfect sacrifice has taken place, the tomb is empty, he rose from the dead, the ascension has happened, we live post-Pentecost, but even though the victory is won, we still live in this in-between time of when the victory is won, but before his coming back. And so this in-between time, we still experience struggle. And so here's the Christian who knows the victory has been won, but the devil still prowls around, even though maybe he's been punched in the gut and he's rolling on the floor without power, he can still cause agitation, and he prowls around. And so what's Peter's response here of how we're to go on being sober and vigilant? He says, stay connected. That's his response. He says, resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. Other people, both now and in times past, in this time in between of the victory won, but him not coming back again yet, doubts, other people throughout the world, know that other people doubting, suffering, struggling. And it's a reminder too, on this day that we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark, I was reminded of the Eucharistic prayer, the first Eucharistic prayer, and every Eucharistic prayer that we pray, but specifically the first Eucharistic prayer has this line, in communion with those whose memory we venerate. And so right away, it's reminding us there's a communion with those that have gone before us. And then he just lists off Mary, Joseph, and he gives the apostles and the saints. Remember that they have lived, they have suffered, they struggled, they persevered, and now they are wearing the crown of glory in heaven. And then after it lists all the saints, it says, we ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. So it's the saints praying for us, and whose ultimate help is it always? Again, sometimes as Catholics, we can get confused sometimes. Well, is it, you know, who's really, are we praying to the saints? It's God's help. We're asking the saints to pray for us, and this is the way the church speaks with the saints. Later on in the Eucharistic prayer, it says, after we pray for the dead, remembering the servants who have gone before us, we pray for the dead who sleep in Christ. And then it turns asking God for us. It says, to us, also your servants, who those sinners, we hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with the holy apostles and martyrs. It's like, not later, but now. Grant us some share. We don't really know what that share really, like how that looks. We can't wrap our minds around it, but we know that the saints, those that die in Christ, they're not dead. They're still alive. And we would say even more fully alive because of what they're got in heaven. So we're asking God to grant us some share and fellowship with the saints in heaven right now. So let us be connected with the saints. Like if we're struggling with loneliness, like let's befriend a saint right now. To be connected, to be encouraged by the lives that the saints have lived. And maybe just one other encouragement too for us is to learn one saint over the next even couple days. Maybe it's being drawn towards a saint that may be new to us. Maybe it's us being drawn towards a saint that struggled with the same thing that we struggle with. Maybe it's looking, if we're struggling with anger right now, let us look at St. Peter or St. Jerome. If we're struggling with lust, let us read St. Augustine, learn about his life, or St. Mary of Egypt. If we're struggling with loneliness, St. Gemma. Our Catholic faith is so rich and gives us the opportunity of realizing of the saints and the heavyweights, the heroes that have gone before us, who have run the race, who have persevered. Let us call to mind and realize that we are never unconnected because of the body and communion of Christ.